You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Chase me, face me, taste me, waste me, embrace me, erase me, save me, save me, embrace me, erase me, save me, save me.
That was Alexa Casino, excuse me, featuring Brown Boy Magic, Erase, Embrace. Morena, Alexa, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, it's very exciting. You may be like our second guest, I think, that we've been able to have back in the studio. So welcome.
It's very special.
It's very special for us too. And it's awesome because we're talking to you about another fantastic track that actually comes out tomorrow. So we'll get a sneaky little pre-spin of it today.
Oh, is it tomorrow already? I keep thinking it's Wednesday because it was rubbish day today and not yesterday.
See, you're good. My flatmate's the only one who can remember what day rubbish day is. And she's like, am I the only person that's like a proper adult in this house? Yeah, relatable stuff there. This track though, Keep Breathing, how did this song come about, Alexa?
I wrote it in a pretty hard time. I was dealing with a lot of like grief and stuff. My dog was dying and my aunt had just died, and I guess it's kind of about like coping mechanisms in those times. Like, it's hard to keep breathing sometimes, and just like when I do feel bad, I like going to the beach and like jumping in the cold water like shocks your system. Learned that one in therapy. And yeah, I sampled my dog breathing in it.
That's so cool. I was wondering if that was like where that sample had come from, but that is your dog.
That's
there.
My dog.
That's pretty lovely. What kind of a dog?
American Bulldog.
Oh, so cute. Yeah. I love bulldogs.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
So this is kind of like a track that you made. Was it quite cathartic, the process of making it?
Yeah, it really was. Probably one of the more cathartic songs I've written. One of the more like personal ones, I think. Yeah.
It must be sort of strange sometimes to take a song that has that kind of level of personal relationship, especially when you're dealing with things like grief as well, and then put it out into the world. Do you ever feel a little bit like, I guess, tentative about that, or is it kind of just nice to be able to pass it off and give it to other people to listen to?
Yeah, I guess it's... It was a long time ago, like now, like maybe 2 years. I can't write new music. I just finished stuff I started ages ago. Yeah, it's kind of exciting. It feels weird to be putting music out in the current climate, though. And I feel a bit weird about promoting it as well. But
it's kind of good to have stuff to listen to, I guess. If it helped you, it might be able to help other people, and that can be a pretty special thing too. Especially for a song like this, where you're kind of, I guess, displaying some of your own coping mechanisms, that can be really, I guess, like a hand for some people as well who might be going through it themselves.
Hopefully. That would be great.
That would be great. Are we gearing up towards an EP or an album or something at this point?
I think so. I think at first it was like an album, and now it might be an EP. Need to get my head together.
Yeah.
But this is a single for now. It's like the fourth one, maybe. Yeah, so that's pretty much an EP's worth of singles.
Hard out, that is, yeah. And you've worked with some cool people as well. Obviously, this one's kind of a solo personal track, but that song we were just listening to has got Brown Boy Magic on it. Who are some of your, I guess, community members that you go, hey, I've got this song, can you ever listen to it? What do you think? Who are some of the people that you kind of touch base with when you're writing?
Paloma, who's Polly Hill, Nikolai is Brown Boy Magic, Eddie Lontalius, I send him my music a lot as well, he's got good feedback. Yeah, I don't know, most of my friends seem to be in the music kind of biz, but like, yeah, like my friend Haz, who's in Womb, he gives me... These people like say nice things to me about it, which is
you gotta have that. Yeah. You gotta have that.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice being able to send things around to your friends and like feeling comfortable doing that.
Yeah, yeah, that's really important. Well, we're gonna give this track a spin, and from tomorrow, people will be able to get it from your Bandcamp. Is that the best place to go and get this, or where can they go and?
Oh yeah, I'm thinking about donating all of the Bandcamp proceeds to like Black Lives Matter related things. But it'll be on Spotify and Apple Music and that whole thing. Yeah, but it will be on all of them.
Awesome.
I need to remember to put it on SoundCloud myself, but nobody uses that anymore.
It's still good. It's still good. And that sounds like a really great great thing to be doing. And this sounds like a beautiful track, so we're going to have a listen to it now. Thank you, Alexa, for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's listen to Keep Breathing. You're on 95BFM.
Down.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.